From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After this next story, you may want to go look at npr.org. We've posted a video there that you have to see to believe. It's of a parrot dancing. But this isn't just a story about somebody's dancing pet. We're talking science here. Dancing has long been thought to be something unique to humans. Now, though, two new studies say that certain parrots move to music. Some better than others, as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
Irina Schultz runs a bird shelter in Indiana called Bird Lovers Only Rescue Service. A couple years ago, a man called up and said he had a male cockatoo he couldn't keep anymore. The big white bird was named Snowball.
Well, when he came, the owner also explained that Snowball dances.
Along with Snowball, the owner had brought the bird's favorite music.
We put the CD in, and it was the Backstreet Boys. Snowball was on my arm, and he just started getting down like no tomorrow. It was incredible the way that he would lift his legs way up in the air, like a can-can girl.
He swayed, he kicked, he bobbed his head, with its feathered crest looking like a big yellow mohawk, all in time with the music. Irina Schultz put a video of the dancing bird on her shelter's website, and it went viral. Millions of people saw Snowball dance on YouTube. One of them was Ani Patel, a scientist at the Neurosciences Institute in San Diego, who studies music and the brain. He says his jaw hit the floor. He thought, this isn't just a cute pet trick. This could be important for science.
This is the first time I've seen an animal that really seems to get it in terms of sensing the beat and moving in time with it. And I felt like, okay, this could be real. And if we did the critical experiment that he might actually be able to do it.
That critical experiment was seeing if Snowball could really adjust his movements to match a beat. After all, maybe he just did a trained routine at one tempo that just happened to go with certain songs. So Patel's group took Snowball's beloved Backstreet Boys song and manipulated it with a computer. They slowed it down and sped it up. They sent the modified music to Irina Schultz, who played it for Snowball. The videos show that, yes, the bird seems to run through his list of dance moves until he matches the beat. For the slower versions, he sways his entire body like a pendulum. But Schultz says when the music gets faster,
he understands to adjust his movements. If he's going to sway, don't sway as much. Just bob your head.
And when the beat gets really fast and he doesn't have time to bring his leg all the way up and down,
he'll keep his foot lifted up and he'll just, like, do his wave. He'll wave his foot.
Meanwhile, other scientists across the country were also watching YouTube and wondering if bird dancing was for real. Adina Schachner is a graduate student in the psychology department of Harvard University. She says back in 2007, a famous African gray parrot named Alex lived at a nearby animal cognition lab. So she and her colleagues created some new music, something no bird could have ever heard before. And they played it for Alex.
We were shocked, basically, when we put on these tracks and saw him bobbing his head what looked like to the beat.
Unfortunately, Alex passed away soon after. But Schachner realized they could look for other dancing animals with the help of YouTube.
So we searched for, like, cat dancing, dog dancing, bird dancing.
They analyzed over 5,000 videos.
Imagine watching YouTube 8 hours a day for a month, and that's pretty much what we did. It was amusing for perhaps the first couple of hours.
In the end, only 33 videos really seemed to show creatures moving with a beat. There were 14 different parrot species and one elephant species. Schachner says the important thing is that, like humans and unlike dogs or cats, parrots and elephants are known to be vocal mimics. They can imitate sounds.
And that's really striking.
It means dancing may be a byproduct of an ability that evolved for vocal imitation or vocal learning. After all, to mimic a sound, you have to listen to it and its rhythm, and then use that information to coordinate movement, to shape the way you move your lips and tongue. These new studies appear in the journal Current Biology. They've impressed Tecumseh Fitch.
The capacity to extract a beat from sound and move your body to it was, until these papers, believed to be uniquely human.
Fitch is an evolutionary biologist at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, who's interested in the origin of music. He says if an animal can dance, now all kinds of experiments are possible.
For example, what genes are turned on while a bird is dancing? What genes are turned on by listening to a beat versus listening to sounds that don't have a beat?
And what would happen if a bird never heard any music for the first few years of its life? Could it still dance later on? Fitch says that would be an interesting study, one that never could be done on people. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
And at NPR.org, Snowball takes on a sea lion and an orangutan in a dance-off. If you think your pet really can dance, then post your videos on YouTube. Just be sure to tag them, all one word, NPR Pet Dance.